Franklin was almost 70 when he sailed to France in 1776 on the young nation's rather desperate business. He was already considered an elder statesman in the colonies, having recently signed the Declaration of Independence. During his 7.5 years in Paris, Franklin used his considerable diplomatic talents to secure loans and to buy war material. In terms of world fame, there is no question that during this time Franklin was the most famous American in the world. The French adored him. There were many images of Franklin circulating at this time. There was hardly a house in France that didn't have one. Franklin himself had a part in popularizing his image when he arrived. Franklin's lively personality worked to his advantage. He was a very positive man. He didn't want to appear sad or depressed. Franklin was active in almost every aspect of French culture. He was interested in papier-making. He got very interested in hot air balloons. He was involved in making a better oven for prisoners that could bake better bread. He got along with everybody. It can be argued that if Benjamin Franklin had not gone to Paris in 1776, Americans might still speak with a British accent. By winning the hearts of the French people and the heads of the French court, Franklin succeeded in helping his country to gain the help from French. The American patriots needed shiploads, literally, of money, military help, and supplies from France to win their independence, and Franklin delivered.